Right.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, I will share an email with you as one of our emailers is accusing me of worshiping authority. Huh. We'll see what that's all about, but first, your calls. Pat in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pat.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just wondering, there's been a lot of, press lately in the media about China's accelerating growth rates. And I was wondering if you guys thought that, you know, is their growth rate sustainable? Because I think it's averaged like 8 or 9% over the last 10 years, but mostly on exporting goods to countries like the U.S. So, do you think that model is sustainable? And do you think if people, say in high school or early in college, do you think those people, if they can't make it to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, do you think they should move to Asia instead of staying in the U.S.?
Okay, let's address them both here. Is it sustainable? I'm not an economics expert. I don't know what's going on over in China. I know they've had. I know you're right. They have had a lot of growth, and I understand that they are not as restrictive as they used to be as far as on businesses and even private property ownership and things like that. The marketplace, as I understand, is starting to open up. Comparatively, at least, to you know, when Chairman Mao was in charge, things have gotten better over there, decade after decade, continuously. So it seems like it's a pretty positive picture. But what is it all really based on? What's the real economic situation over there? I have no idea. I wouldn't be able to answer that question and very accurately. Mark, your thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't want to be the one who depends almost solely on selling goods and service or goods to the United States right now.
Well, but Chinese goods are fairly affordable compared to U.S.-made goods, so you could say that.
But
well,
there aren't that many U.S.-made goods. There's basically Chinese-made goods.
Okay, yeah. That's a good point.
No, there are. I mean, the U.S. is the biggest manufacturer in the world, but the thing is, like.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. Still.
What do we manufacture? What is the U.S. manufacturing?
It isn't toasters and bicycles, I can tell you that.
Yeah, what is being manufactured
not a lot
here?
Of things. Not a lot of things. The biggest export is agricultural products.
But that's not a manufacturer.
Yeah, is a product, a raw product, considered a manufacturing process? I don't think so.
Well, when you take the commodity and you process it, that's considered manufacturing.
Okay.
Like a company like Archer Daniels Midland.
Gotcha.
So, but, you know, a lot of that has to do with the subsidies that, you know, like the farm bill and stuff. So basically what happens is, you know, our farmers are subsidized, so we send all of this food over to third world countries where our prices are cheaper than, you know, the prices at which their farmers can sell goods to their own people. So we basically destroy their markets, and, you know, that's the only way we can, that's our only export, that and weapons.
So basically you have two questions, both of which are going to be skewed answers, because number one, the first question, I just don't know much about the Chinese economy. I certainly don't know what their political climate is like there beyond just what I've heard through anecdotes and reading the occasional article on like LouRockwell.com, and everything I've heard is very positive toward them just becoming more allowing. And of course, we talked about Hong Kong recently on the show and how Hong Kong has been pretty much untouched by the Chinese, and it's still thriving. So looks to be generally good news, which leads to the second question, and that was, should somebody who's just graduating high school or college move over into China as opposed to New Hampshire? Was that the second question?
Well, not as opposed to New Hampshire, but, you know, say you're going into a line of work where you can't really get a job in New Hampshire doing, hypothetically, but, you know, I'm looking at the Heritage Institute's Index of Economic Freedom for 2009, and four of the top five countries are all located, you know, in the east. There's Hong Kong, number one, Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to go there and get caned, but number three is Australia. Number five is New Zealand. Number four is Ireland. But, yeah, that's four of the top five.
I would say that you have to remember when you're looking at that list of the economic the economic freedom indexes, and there are a couple of them. The Heritage Foundation does one, and then there's the Free the World Economic Index as well. They do one as well. And what I would be cautious about is remembering that this is just economic freedom.
Yeah.
So as you pointed out, you know that there's a good chance you'll get caned for spitting gum into the street in Singapore. And then, of course, Australia is well known as a fairly socialist-leaning place. I mean, this is the same country that has just recently installed internet mandatory ISP-level internet filters on every single person in Australia. So it's certainly not a free country there. If what you're looking for is freedom, then your best chance, I believe, is in New Hampshire. That's why
Absolutely.
I'm here. But if what you're looking for is some sort of opportunity that doesn't exist in New Hampshire, then you got to go where that is.
There may be freer places than New Hampshire. I don't know. I've heard of this mythical land of Zug, Switzerland, where everything is libertarian lollipops. So you might consider looking into that. I would also consider... Which nations do you speak the language? Because it's going to be a barrier to income if you can't communicate well. And it's going to take a while to learn how to do that. And then, you know, so that's going to take time and money to learn how to speak the language. But if what New Hampshire's for is to create a free place so that we can save the world. I mean, that's the idea, is so that we can, you know, show people. There hasn't been a libertarian nation, really. And the idea is to be able to show people, look, this is how it worked here in the United States. It can be done. So really, you should move to New Hampshire for freedom for yourself as much as if you want to help free other people.
Yeah, it's the prospect of freedom.
Absolutely.
So,
I think you're staying in the U.S. Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to be in the U.S., I mean, why not move to New Hampshire? I mean, where else? I don't know where else you're going to go. Maybe
Texas. that's how I feel about it. There's a lady that was visiting here in the Keene area over the weekend for the first time, and she was really impressed with what was going on. And she was only here for 2 days, and she'd already started falling in love with being here. And there really hadn't been any activism, per se, that had happened in those 2 days. Then the next day, one guy got arrested for running through a stop sign and not giving his license and registration over afterwards, which, of course, resulted in a tremendous show of support from the activists who came out this morning to the arraignment. He was released on personal recognizance, just to give folks an update in case they've been paying attention at freekeen.com. Also, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com got out over the weekend, and there were 42 people at the jail for what is now quickly becoming a jail tradition, where anytime somebody's getting out of jail, there's a huge party that happens out in front of the jail. And we had 42 people out there. Chris brought out one of the Keniacs brought out his grill, and I brought out this. I didn't bring out enough hot dogs. I thought, wow, you know, there's only usually 20 people max here at the prison, so I'll just bring 24 dogs. This should be more than enough. There were 42 people there. So luckily, other people brought food out, too. We had watermelon, and everything. It was a whole big old shindig. It was cool.
Soiree.
Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff that just is not happening anywhere else, and it's so unique to here to New Hampshire, to this liberty movement, and it's exciting to think that it's only just getting started at this point. It's really just barely begun, and so there's so much still to come and so much excitement and fun. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Nope, that's about it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Fully Informed Jury Association also happened this morning. She was there for that. So this lady has gotten a real whirlwind tour of liberty activism here in New Hampshire in just one weekend's time. There's been so much happening. Social and social events and actual activism all within just a matter of days. And she, one other thing, which was pretty impressive, she had arrived here and they posted a message saying they were going to have lunch. They posted this message, I think, at about 9 in the morning. And then at 1 o'clock, so 4 hours, maybe it was 8, so 4 or 5 hours later, 12 people showed up to have lunch. Which, that's pretty damn good.
That's what it's like here.
Yeah.
You know, it's the liberty activists are active, they're in tune, and they are, you know, they're essentially, it's a plug-in group of friends that believe the same thing that you do.
Some would go so far, and I would agree with this, that some of them, I think, are more than friends. I think this is my chosen family, basically. This is my chosen place that I want to live. It's so great being here. I've never had so much fun. Really, honestly, I can say that. I've never been so involved in anything and had so much fun in my whole life Mark, I think you were the only one who wasn't there at the picnic yesterday, Mr. Shut-In.
I have things to do.
Hey, all right, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Talk about a role reversal.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Magic Phone Guard, for only $29.95, you can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private.
The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you.
Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam version of the show. You can listen and watch it all at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Listen to them on your computer, too, if you want. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, you won't get the free audiobook. So go there and check it out, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Now, you can't give Free Talk a lot. You can't give us beef for, you can't claim, rather, that Free Talk Live doesn't give credit where credit's due. When it comes to government bureaucrats doing the right thing, it barely ever happens. But in this case, according to DailyCamera.com in Boulder, Colorado, Boulder Police Chief Mark Beckner says he hopes his appearance on CBS's 60 Minutes earlier this year will get people talking about potential solutions to binge drinking and alcohol enforcement issues. He is talking about, Mark, lowering the drinking age. It is very rare that anybody in government, specifically the enforcement branch, the police department, especially the police chiefs, will engage in any intellectual honesty about prohibition, which is what it, I mean, that's basically, if you're 18, 19, and 20, you're prohibited from drinking alcohol. There is a prohibition on alcohol for anybody under the age of 21. So to have him being honest about what's happening out there and coming up with solutions that don't involve stricter enforcement and more people in jail cells, this guy deserves some credit.
I agree.
So according to the story, he said he also knows that going national with his opinion that the drinking age should be lowered to 18 as part of a larger reform on alcohol laws might stir some controversy. He says we shouldn't be afraid to have the discussion. We've got problems now, and the drinking for ages 18 to 21 is on the rise. Why wouldn't we want to include everything on the table for discussion? City's top cop has faced both cheers and jeers for his strong opinions, which were solicited by 60 Minutes reporters or 60 Minute producers last March. The show paid for Beckner to fly to New York for the interview. News release from the producers touted him as the lead voice in the story. The police chief in a town where underage college kids routinely break the law by drinking alcohol. We live in a college town, or I do, here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I can tell you, kids break the law here, too.
What a point.
I bet you kids are breaking the law right now, wherever you are. In fact, anybody that doesn't realize this is living in some sort of bizarre fantasy world. And anybody that thinks that they can enforce their way out of this problem is mad. You're insane to believe that you could somehow stop kids from drinking by putting more of them in jail cells. It's not going to work. According to the story here, the police chief says that the drinking age should be lowered because it's unenforceable and detracts from policing more serious alcohol crimes like DUI. Becker says the show will also reference the 2004 alcohol poisoning death of University of Colorado freshman Lynn Gordon Gordy Bailey, which is why he was contacted. Beckner said while he hasn't contacted any lawmakers or actively campaigned for making changes to the drinking age. Okay, so he hasn't really done very much, but speaking out counts when you're a bureaucrat, because there's a lot of politics going on behind the scenes. Yes, politics goes on up front with the elections and all that, but there's inter-office kind of political wrangling that happens a lot within bureaucracy. And so for somebody to take a position against the establishment, who is part of the establishment, can be, in many cases, damaging to one's career. Especially if you're on the lower rungs of the various different tiers of bureaucracy. If you're just a standard patrolman like our buddy Brad Jardis, one of the members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, who is an actual on-duty police officer, it has not been easy to be Brad Jardis. But as a police chief, you've got a little bit more clout. You've got a little more sway. And so people are a little more likely to leave you alone in the event that you say something like this and take a sensible position in favor of ending, at the very least, the prohibition for the ages 18, 19, and 20. He's not saying reduce the drinking age all the way, which, of course, I would say. And I would say end the drinking age entirely and allow each business owner to decide for themselves who they want to sell to. But he goes on to say that he thinks that lowering the drinking age would free up resources. He says, we can write as many tickets as our staffing will allow.
But and yet, collect on them.
Yeah, but yet binge drinking is on the rise. And you have to wonder, are there better ways to spend resources? Despite his personal feelings, city records indicate enforcement has remained steady during the past 2 years. Last year, Boulder police issued over 1,200 tickets for underage possession or consumption of alcohol, almost identical to the ticket number issued in 2007. Becker suggests that a combination of a lower drinking age with phased stages that could include a drinking permit might be an effective way of teaching responsible drinking sooner. I don't know if the government can be counted on to teach people how to responsibly drink, but I appreciate the fact that this guy had the courage to come out with the way he feels on this. I'm not sure if I'm with him on that one. You know, going I'm not going to go that far with him, but I'm going to say thank you to this guy, Mr. Boulder Police Chief Mark Beckner, for having the courage to buck the bureaucracy and come out and really take a strong position. So we need more of this. Of course, it won't happen because politicians are a bunch of cowards and they're afraid of what might happen in the next election.
Yeah, this man's definitely not a coward.
Right. If a politician believed he could get elected on a position like that, then they'd take the position. But they don't believe that to be the case. I don't know what the truth would be. I mean, maybe if somebody did come out with a real strong anti-prohibitionist message as a politico, they would actually have a better chance. Or maybe they'd go down in flames. Who knows? Has it ever been tried? Has there ever been somebody who's really run for office with a serious candidacy that has come out in favor of ending prohibition?
I'm sure that plenty of libertarians have.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. In like a two-way race where somebody actually has a chance of winning?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I know you're going to get some emails from saying that libertarians don't have a chance of winning.
Well, I can tell you that I don't really expect anything to ever change through the political system in this way, but with a little bit more courage from some of the politicos, maybe it could. Who knows? I'm not completely shut off to the possibility. I hope that the politicos here in New Hampshire can prove me wrong. Unfortunately, they've had a big setback recently. I don't know if this has been mentioned on this program, but the medical marijuana thing has been vetoed here in New Hampshire by the governor. So after watering it down, the most wimpy, pathetic, mealy-mouthed piece of legislation that could possibly be introduced has failed at the governor's desk here in New Hampshire. It was going to create the medical marijuana dispensaries that were going to be essentially state, I don't know if they're going to be state-run, but basically state dispensaries, maybe run by some private person, that only certain people with certain medical conditions would be able to patronize. It was a very tightly controlled scheme. They weren't even going to allow patients to grow their own medical marijuana. I mean, it was the most restrictive, lame medical marijuana scheme ever proposed. It managed to get through to the governor, which is a first for New Hampshire, so you could call that progress. But after all of that effort and all of that compromise, he still proved that he hates sick people. And
there's still a good chance they could jam it back down his throat.
Is there a good chance? I've heard there's not that good of a chance.
Pretty good.
We'll find out. Time will tell. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features, and those other talk shows don't. So ours is free. Enjoy the features, including the Facebook page. You can become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Click Become a Fan. It's that easy. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists in the world are moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them, or you want to sit it out where you are? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, you know what? We're talking about this police chief in Colorado that is actually being intellectually honest enough and courageous enough to come out and say he thinks the drinking age should be lowered. And, of course, there's opposition to what he has to say. We'll bring you some of their choice quotes here in a few moments. As you might imagine, the nanny status that Mothers Against Drunk Driving had to weigh in on this one. We'll get to that. But first, your calls about whatever you want. Mark is calling from Brazil. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I heard on the podcast a while back someone talking about getting a passport without a Social Security number.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need a Social Security number for a passport. I don't know if anyone's ever brought that up. But
did you do this?
Yeah, I did it for our daughter.
How'd that happen? How did you?
It's maybe an advantage in two ways. One is that we're abroad. And the other is that she was only a baby girl, so she, you know, couldn't have had time to get a number as it was. But she has a certificate of U.S. citizenship if she ever, you know, wants to use that in the future, and she also has a U.S. passport. So it's really an option up to her as to what she wants to do with it.
So it was just a matter of just not filling that particular part of the form out when you...
It wasn't that. I don't even remember being requested. I remember, you know, when we went there, because what you need to do is, if you want to make sure she can have her citizenship if she wants that, is to take the birth certificate, the live, and you have to go to the consulate or the embassy, and you get what they say is, I think it's a declaration of live birth abroad or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the basis for getting the, basically, a birth certificate recognizing U.S. citizenship. So she has a certificate saying she's a U.S. citizen. And she also has U.S. passport. And honestly, I don't recall. Maybe it's on there, and it is figured since, well, they told us it would take her a year to get one. So, we needed a passport before then because we had to visit family back home. So, it was never an issue brought up that I recall at all, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's great. You can get fairly far in a lot of instances by just simply refusing to give a social security number. People just kind of are trained to ask for it, whether they're from the government or some private organization. I was ordering some propane because I've got a generator that I'm installing here so we can stay on the air even in a power outage. But I was ordering a propane tank, and they asked me for a social security number, and they said it was required. And I said, well, I'm not going to give it to you. And they said, that's fine. It'll just have to be a cash account. No problem.
Yeah.
So as long as you aren't trying to run a credit check in a lot of places, the marketplace it'll be easy to get past the Social Security so-called requirement. It's just a matter of saying no and being willing to walk away from the deal. I would have walked away from that deal if they had required me to give that number.
Right. I did it with the same company.
Really? Okay. So any other thoughts for tonight?
Mark, did you ask for a social security number for your boy or no?
I didn't ask for it. However, my wife did.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you could try to get a passport for him and see, but I guess not.
Well, you should be able to still... Well, now, wait a minute. You should
if you
be able
don't
to
get the social security number, you don't get the tax write-off. I'm continuing to pay taxes in case something terrible happens here with Free Talk Live. One of us will be out of jail and be able to run the show and keep the light of liberty alive. I'm paying my taxes to keep you free, Mark.
Yeah, if the light of liberty depends on that, well then...
busted. Nice.
But, the thing I was going to say, the tax write-off thing, I'm going to put that to this. I'm thinking about, actually, we thought about getting one for her, and I got the documents, and I sent them in, and they came back saying they weren't sufficient. So I figured, you know, that maybe that's a sign. So if she wants to go on later on, she go on. But I'm thinking about trying to include her anyway, and then if they send me a letter saying, oh, you need a social security number, whatever, just saying, well, here's a picture of her, and here's her certificate of birth. You know, do you have any doubts about her existence? And see what they say. But that's a project, you know, down the road.
Worth a shot. Thanks for the call, and good luck with that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Mark. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Remember, Mark, don't forget that just because you're jumping through their hoops doesn't mean they can't find something to bring you up on charges for.
They could very well.
So don't feel like you're safe. That's all I'm saying. You probably are pretty safe, but... They can get you anytime they want you.
That much is true.
All right, let's go to Justin calling from British Columbia. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, when I was younger, I really wanted to move to the States. And pretty much the sole reason was because you're able to carry firearms. And up here, it's quite the opposite.
Like, really? I thought Canada had some pretty good firearms, a pretty good situation with firearms there. Maybe it's just
as long as those are long arms.
Okay, it is just
well, if you jump through the hoops, yeah, it's fantastic, except for you will pretty much be put in jail if you try and use your weapon in any self-defense situation.
I see.
It's to the point where when you get your firearms license, if you have a pistol, you have to keep the pistol and the ammunition and the magazines in separate rooms in separate locked boxes.
Wow, that's nuts.
So it's pretty much, if someone's breaking in, you're not going to get your gun because you have to go unlock one safe, get the gun.
You're dead.
Yeah. Go to the next safe. So,
well, a quick technical question, is this just British Columbia or is it all of Canada?
As far as I know, it is all of Canada.
Wow.
I know there's minor differences, But for the most part, the minor differences are for hunting licenses.
So for you then, seeing somebody open carrying out here in New Hampshire would be just a stunning kind of an experience.
It makes my heart flutter. It's what I wanted to move to the States for.
So what happened?
And what I'm calling about is, what do you see the free market solution for gun control being? Would it just be, if you can afford a gun, you can have one?
Well, what was the free market solution for sword control?
Sword control?
Yes. There was a time when firearms were nearly unheard of, and swords were the main kind of combat tool out there. As recently, really, as the Civil War, I mean, bayonets, if you think about it, are, you know, pretty close to a sword, if not a spear.
Yeah.
So, essentially, the sword control was the free market. It was whether or not people could afford to have one, and pretty much everybody could, and how good you were with it was an issue. So, I think that should be it. Don't you think that the
private property owners get to set what their rules are as far as whether they want you carrying your sword or gun on their property?
Right, absolutely. I think that guns are the great equalizer. Everybody, especially the kind of people that want to see gun control, seem to be very concerned with equality. Well, I mean, with handguns, you're looking at a world where a 10-year-old girl could protect herself against Mike Tyson if she needed to, and really any gun control law is really a victim disarmament law.
Yeah. And for me, that sounds amazing, but how do you convince the sane people of this brilliant idea?
Well, I would tell them that you're disarming victims. What's wrong with you?
Well, there isn't much convincing you have to do here in New Hampshire because we already have open carry, and there's some people that are upset about that, but it doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon. So we're already there. I mean, we're pretty much where you want to be. There are some problems in New Hampshire. There is still a concealed carry permit that they want people to get. They don't have that in Vermont, and Vermont's doing just fine. So it's not
like you have to request it, right? You request for the conceal, and they hand it over unless
supposedly, though they denied it to our friend Brian Travis's son when he tried to get one.
He was under
16. But he's supposed to be able to get one that's at age 16. So there we have our share of problems, but it's not like Canada, dude. I hope to see you down here at some point. Thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the world, around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, because, darn it, that's important. Plus, you'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, you were just telling me a moment ago that Penn Jillette apparently made an appearance at the very same convention you went to over the past, the last few days. You were there on Thursday and Friday, and you left Saturday early.
Yeah, because I wanted to get back here for the show. However, I ended up being late anyway.
You ended up being an hour late for the show. And I had asked you, well, why didn't you want to stay for the whole thing? Well, because you wanted to do the show. And you missed out on meeting Penn Jillette, unfortunately, because he showed up on the very last day.
I saw my friend Varen, and president of the Free State Project, Varen Swearingen, and he's got a picture up on his Facebook account with Penn Jillette.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, that's cool because at least he got to meet Penn, and that means that, you know, Penn, we already know Penn Jillette knows about the Free State Project. We know that Penn actually knows about Keene. And the activism going on in Keene, he's actually mentioned on his Penn Says video blog a few times. He's mentioned Keene and the activism here and how he, if he didn't have to do his job at Penn & Teller, that he would love to, for instance, retire out here in Keene if he were to retire, which, as he pointed out, he has no plans to do. But he was really lauding what was going on here in New Hampshire and specifically the Keene area. So eventually, there is going to be a day where we get Penn Jillette on this radio show. That is one of my goals. I've never really cared that much about getting guests on this program, but I think Penn is so outstanding. He's one of those Liberty Media guys that is just, he's right up there with John Stossel in my book as far as just level of outstandingness and awesomeness and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Penn and Teller wouldn't be such a great interview because he doesn't talk.
Well, he has on some interviews, has he not?
Publicly? I don't know.
Well, on the interwebs.
Yeah, he may have done some. I know he's done some writing. I know that. But as far as an actual
That would be really weird.
A recorded interview. You can hear Teller speak in Penn and Teller Get Killed, which is an obscure film from 1989 that they made, and it's a fun movie. Back when Penn had more hair, and Teller, I think, had more hair, too. And they were still kind of new on the scene at that point, just kind of getting up, just rising in popularity, because I think they kind of had their rise in popularity during the 1980s. And so it was right at the very end of the 80s. It's a movie that you can't find on DVD, so you'd have to go, I think, on the interwebs and find a torrent or something like that of it. Because it's just not out there. And that's something I'd like to ask him about. Why don't they do like a director's cut of Penn and Teller Get Killed and re-release the 20th anniversary edition or something like that? So I've got lots of questions I'd like to ask Penn, but it's good news that he's at least there hanging out with Varen Swearingen from the Free State Project, because I have heard rumors they've been trying to get him to appear at the Liberty Forum, or get them both to appear at the Liberty Forum perhaps next year. I know they were trying for this past year, and I've got my fingers crossed, because that'll be a lot of fun, because those guys are cool.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listened to Free Talk Live, and I know that if I...
How are you sure of that?
Well, because, for God's sakes, it's the largest liberty-oriented podcast in the world. Of course, he's... And radio show.
He's a busy man. Come on.
All libertarians have some downtime, and when they have some downtime, they're going to want to listen to Free Talk Live.
Well,
that just goes without say. And likely, if I met him, he would have said, "Oh, you're that fascist, Mark." And that would have been it, right? Because he's the...
I don't know about that. Anyway, so what else happened? Did anything else notably noteworthy happen at the Freedom Fest? It's a yearly gathering of... Who goes to these things?
It's freedom oriented folks, but it's
Las Vegas.
It's in Las Vegas. It's kind of an economics thing. There's certainly some
like a symposium, like an academic kind of symposium.
Well, to some extent, yeah. I mean, more
than panels.
I guess it's as somewhat academic and probably a lot more financial is probably the way to look at it. There certainly were a lot of purveyors of gold coins there,
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there were lots of liberty oriented things going on. LFB, Laissez-Faire Books, was there, and as was Freedom's Phoenix, Republic Magazine, Prometheus Institute.
Hmm.
It's kind of like the who's who of Free Talk Live advertisers. they were there.
Oh, great.
So
did you get to meet some of your clients then? And
I got to meet quite a few.
FaceTime?
Quite a few of my
great
clients, and I believe that I'll be bringing some new ones on board as a result.
Cool. Okay. Just figured I'd see if you had anything else to share.
The only speech I saw, I just didn't do the speechifying thing. The only one I really saw was Steve Forbes give a speech.
He's not a libertarian.
He's better than most. But you are not the arbiter of who libertarians are and who they aren't. Go back to doing your radio
show. Right. I can't use that term anymore. 1-800-259-9231. He's not liberty oriented. How about that?
Enough for you.
Right. Well, he supports a flat tax.
Well, he supports an easier tax for people to do.
Yeah.
Granted, it would be easier for us not to pay taxes at all. He probably didn't think that was a viable solution.
Was there any talk of secession or independence?
Certainly, at the table that I was manning for the Free State Project. Now, the Free State Project does not endorse secession or independence for New Hampshire. However, people asked me the question, and I answered the question as I felt was appropriate for me, and I made it clear that that was the case. But, we got a few sign-ups, I believe. I certainly encouraged quite a few people to sign up beyond that, and got a lot of people signing up.
Here's the most important question. How was the female attendance compared to some of the gatherings here in New Hampshire?
Compared to the gatherings here?
Yeah, like...
Certainly nothing compared to Porkfest.
Okay.
It
like
was
70-30?
Yeah, it was probably closer to 70-30, and I'd give Porkfest a 60-40.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231 to Tennessee. We talked to Joel. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joel.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing much. The other night, I finished up a fantastic book by Walter Block called The Privatization of Roads and Highways.
Oh, okay. He wrote a whole book about that. That's great.
Oh, no. Yeah, he did. 400 pages worth, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it's excellent, though. I mean, I've read it in like 1 week, and generally I'm a pretty slow reader, but the book just engulfed me, and he basically refutes any kind of points that any road socialist made on, the bureaucratic mismanagement of roads right now. Especially here in Tennessee, we got some pretty bad roads over here.
So does he basically address all of the objections that could possibly come up about private roads?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. He debunks everything.
So including the ludicrous ones where somebody will buy all the roads around your house and trap you there, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He actually says like, and there he refutes that by saying that you would have like no one would buy land and no one would buy a house. Sorry, someone beeped in on my phone, but he said no one would buy a house unless they knew that they could have proper access out of it.
Yep,
you know,
that's right.
But of course, you'd get the people saying, "But what about the people that don't know? But what about the people that buy a house and, you know, don't know about the access?" Well,
you'd think it'd be pretty boilerplate.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
up here in New Hampshire, road access can be a real issue because a lot of the property, the plots, were drawn up before. Well, roads came through, and roads will change. I mean, it's been 300 years here,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, road access is a big issue, and it is the first thing you look for. I'll grant you, down in Sarasota, Florida, when I bought my house, I didn't pay much attention to road access.
Yeah.
I was pretty confident I'd have it, but it's an entirely different scenario. So if road access is an issue, don't worry. Your real estate agent will handle it.
So you're recommending it. What was it called again? Walter Block? What was the book?
The Privatization of Roads and Highways.
Very good, sir. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's it. You guys have a great show, though.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's check in real quick with Mothers Against Drunk Driving and what they have to say about lowering the drinking age. We brought you some select quotes from a police chief in Colorado that actually had the courage to come out and say, let's reduce the drinking age to at the very least 18. According to MAD, who you can always count on for status nonsense, Emily Tompkins, spokeswoman for MAD, says the national organization agrees that binge drinking is on the rise, but allowing 18-year-olds legal access to alcohol isn't the solution. She says by passing that 18-year-old drinking age, it also passes the underage drinking issue to high school administration to deal with. What kind of fantasy world do you have to live in to make a statement like that?
Right.
As though high schools aren't dealing with underage drinking right now?
High schools are dealing with underage drinking. Kids are drinking at high schools. They're drinking in the parking lots. They're drinking after high school. Kids are drinking. So high schools are dealing with that issue today. I can tell you, when I was in high school, I was getting alcohol. Sometimes I had it on the campus. Not that I was drinking it on the campus.
It's been done.
It's certainly been done. I just didn't do it. It wasn't my, druthers.
Yeah.
But it's been done, and the idea that lowering the drinking age means that high school administrations would have to deal with it, and now it doesn't, that's ludicrous.
We are out of time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online between now and tomorrow night's show at freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.